Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities vary as the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Baghdad. The Iraq capital is currently enjoying a period of relative stability, and its restaurants and cafes are encouragingly busy. Sizzling kebabs, fresh bread, and teetering plates of pickles and salads make up the mix. Our guide is Monocle's Lizzie Porter.
To avoid the heat of the day, Baghdad wakes early. Amid the morning haze, motorbikes beep their horns as if to ward off danger threatening their precious cargo. Sweet yellow melons loaded in boxes on the rear seats. At roadside tea stands, steam pours from silver pots. Breakfast out isn't big in the Iraqi capital, but a special Friday morning treat comes in the form of kahiwa gaymar. Thick clotted cream from southern Iraq's buffalo herds is smeared onto syrup-drenched phyllo pastry and sold from patisserie cum bakeries. Look out for their wooden trestle tables in Karada, a mixed Muslim and Christian district. It's all best washed down with black tea sipped from a curved glass. Iraq runs on regular brews. If that sounds a bit much before 9 a.m, head out to the local Mukhbis bread baker's shop. There are hundreds around Baghdad, including in Karada, where the streets are encouragingly busy. Individual loaves, shaped like 2D rugby balls, known as samune, go into the baker's oven on wooden planks and come out toasty hot. Baghdad has been ravaged by corruption, conflict, and invasion. Grand villas along the Tigris tell of Iraq's post-independence boom years in the 1950s and 60s, but most have seen better days. The UK Foreign Office still advises against travel to Iraq, but in the past 18 months, Baghdad has been enjoying a period of stability. And the number of expats, journalists, teachers, NGO workers and the like, appears to be growing. People are feeling more comfortable out and about. In restaurants, families seem to compete over who can pile their table highest with bowls of smoky aubergine salad and cooling jajek, a cucumber and yogurt dip, plus teetering stacks of hot bread. Modest portions are not a trend on Baghdad's dining scene. Soon it's lunchtime in the old city, and the sizzle of meat over charcoal unfurls along the crowded pavement outside Al-Zahrawi kebab shop. The smell of rich, grilled lamb mingles with the sounds of a Baghdadi summer. More beeping horns, whirring generators, and the rush of hot air sputtering from air conditioning units. Take a table. Plates of salty green pickles and sublime basil, rihan in Arabic, will soon arrive. Next are the flatbreads, known as khubaz. They're larger and rounder than the samune, or gooey dough with crispy blisters from the oven. The sides are essential aids to the kebab, which comes to you hot off the coals. Stop for tea at Shabandar Cafe, in a honey-coloured brick house on El Mutanabbi Street, renowned for its Friday book market. A songbird tweets from a ceiling perch, as sweet as the sugary black tea that customers are sipping. Shabandar has been a meeting place for intellectuals for over 100 years. The black and white posters of Iraqi royals adorning the walls tell that much. They're stories of a past era in a city whose residents are trying to form the next. Spend the evening at Al-Faisaliyeh, a first-floor cafe back in Karada. It's a favourite with smart young Iraqis from morning to night. Laptops and, you've guessed it, tea glasses by day make way for live music as the evening rolls on. Order a selection of tabbouleh and hummus and share a nargile, a water pipe. This place has a judgment-free spirit and a relaxed mood, the very things many Baghdadis want to nurture. The next day, head for Ridha Alwan. You might have realised that Baghdad normally runs on tea, but this smart Karada cafe has been the place for a shot or two of strong, grainy, Turkish-style coffee since 1960. The recently extended hangout is always pleasingly bustling. It's also female-friendly, which sadly can't be said for all of Baghdad's watering holes. head over to the upmarket Mansour district for an early lunch. The conflict in neighbouring Syria has put the country's fine cuisine off limits to most people, including many Syrians themselves. Some find succour in Baghdad, where in 2016, renowned Damascene restaurant Naranj opened two eateries under the name Nara. The meze selection is a joy. Try the moussakhan, soft chicken wrapped in crispy flatbread, all drizzled with pomegranate molasses. Leave room, though, for the best desserts in Baghdad. A short stroll away is El Khaseki Sweets, where the baklawa trays are arms span wide. A staff member in smart overalls will package up your selection of pastries, overflowing with pistachios. Instead, or as well, head for the ice cream counter, specifically the milk and caramel flavours. If you've a sweet tooth, they won't get as far as the motorbike rider's melons, but are just as precious. For Monocle, in Baghdad, I'm Lizzie Porter.
This has been episode number 144 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Lizzie for the tour in Baghdad. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.